Chapter 8. When Carol didn't come to Sarah's room the next night, Sarah decided to speak to Nadine Boynton, and luckily found her alone in the hotel lounge the next day. Nadine was surprised when Sarah introduced herself and explained what had happened, but she said, "I'm glad Carol has found a friend to talk to." "But when I spoke to Carol today," continued Sarah, "she didn't answer. She just looked at me and hurried away." "I'm very sorry," said Nadine. "Carol is a nervous girl." After a pause, Sarah decided to speak openly. "I don't think it's very good for Carol not to have any friends." Nadine Boynton looked thoughtfully at Sarah. "I agree with you," she said at last. "But my mother-in-law, Mrs. Boynton, is in bad health and doesn't like strangers. I'm sure Mrs. Boynton told Carol not to talk to you again. Carol is doing what she is told." Sarah felt very disappointed at Nadine's words. She thought she'd helped Carol, but it seemed that Mrs. Boynton had won. Just then, Mrs. Boynton came into the hotel lounge, leaning on a walking stick. Raymond was helping her. Mrs. Boynton looked at Sarah with an evil pleasure in her small black eyes. She knew she had won. Sarah turned away.
"I think I'll sit down and rest before I go out," said Mrs. Boynton with enjoyment.
Nadine and Raymond sat down beside her.
"So, that's Miss King," said Mrs. Boynton. "Why don't you go and speak to her, Ray?"
She smiled unpleasantly. Raymond's face turned red. "I don't want to speak to her," he said.
"No," said Mrs. Boynton, still smiling. "You won't speak to her. You couldn't even if you wanted to."
She coughed suddenly.
"I'm enjoying this trip, Nadine," she said. "I'm very glad we came. Ray?"
"Yes, Mother?"
"Go and get me a magazine from that table."
Raymond stood up and walked across the room, close to Sarah, who looked up hopefully. But Raymond didn't look at her. His face was white as he handed the magazine to his mother. Very softly, Mrs. Boynton said,
"Ah,"
as she watched her son's face. Then she saw that Nadine was looking at her, and she said angrily,
"Where is Mr. Cope today?"
"I don't know. I haven't seen him," said Nadine calmly.
"I like him," said Mrs. Boynton. "We must see him more often. Would you like that?"
"Yes," said Nadine. "I like him too."
"And what's the matter with Lennox lately?" continued Mrs. Boynton. "He's very quiet. Perhaps you'd like to live in a house of your own."
Nadine smiled. "But you wouldn't like that, Mother." Mrs. Boynton's face turned dark red.
"I forgot my heart medicine," she said. "Get it for me, Nadine."
Nadine stood up and went upstairs to get the medicine. Then she went into her own hotel room, where she found her husband sitting by the window.
"Lennox, we must leave," said Nadine to her husband. "We must get away."
It was a moment or two before Lennox answered.
It seemed as if Nadine's words had a long way to travel before he heard them.
Do we have to talk about this again?
Yes, we do, said Nadine. Let's go away. I can work and earn money. I want a life of my own, with you. Your mother is mad. She doesn't want you to be happy.
But mother can't live forever, said Lennox. Her health is bad. When she dies, we'll get our share of my father's money.
It may be too late by then, said Nadine. Too late for us to be happy. Lennox, I love you. Are you going to choose me or your mother?
You know I love you, Nadine, said Lennox. You're far too good for me.
If you don't want to leave, said Nadine, I can't force you. But I can leave. In fact, I think I will.
Lennox stared at his wife. For once, he spoke quickly.
But you can't leave. Mother wouldn't let you.
She can't stop me, said Nadine. I can do what I want.
Nadine, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Lennox spoke like a child. Nadine turned her head away so that he didn't see how upset she was.
Then come with me, Lennox. You can.
Lennox turned away from his wife.
I can't, he said. I can't. I don't have the courage.